Okay, see the needle moving, we're back rolling here. Okay, speaking of mushrooms, now what do you call the ones that you wouldn't eat?
Toadstools.
Okay, anything else you might call?
No.
Somebody had something in their mouth and it was so big you'd say he couldn't
talk.
All right, if he was trying to put it down his throat,
couldn't swallow it.
Okay. What is it you're smoking right now?
Cigar.
Okay, and if you had three or four in your pocket, you'd say I have some?
Cigars.
Okay, and some people don't smoke cigars, they smoke a little...
Cigarettes.
Okay. Excuse me. There were a lot of people at the party and having a good time. They were standing around the piano and...
singing.
Okay. For example, you might say five or six people were singing and... yucking it up a little bit.
Dancing.
All right. Would you ever say something like a singing or a laughing? They were a singing and a laughing?
No.
Okay. Would you ever hear someone say that?
I have heard it, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it would because I haven't heard you say it. But we've had quite a bit of conversation. Okay. Let's say a person, somebody offers to do you a favor and you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
a burden.
Okay, but if you don't
put you out.
All right, but if you don't want to be let me see. If you don't want to be in a position where you have to return a favor, you would say, "I don't want to be."
I don't know. Obligated, you would think, but
okay.
It would there, but I wouldn't tell nobody that.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't say I don't want to be obliged or okay. All right. Have you ever heard anyone say anything like that?
Yes,
I'd like to help you, but I don't feel like I have to be obliged.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard.
But I don't think you wouldn't say. Somebody asks you to do a certain job, and you'd say, "Sure, I blanket."
I will do it.
Or you say, in the sense of being able to, you say, "I."
I can do it.
Good. I say, "Can you?" No, I.
Can't.
Okay. Somebody asks you about sundown to do some work, and you say, "I got up this morning before sunup, and I blank all I'm going to do today."
I'm tired, and I'm not going to do anything else today.
Okay. If you're still talking about the fact that you knew that so few of your old friends are still alive, you might say, "I spent all week looking up my high school classmates, and it seems like they're blank."
They're all dead.
Okay. Would you ever hear someone say, or you yourself say, that they're all done, dead?
No, just all dead.
Okay. In such a situation, you say, let's say, what situation? All right, let's say someone's walking along the highway and he's had a little too much to drink. And he's walking back and forth like this out in the road and cars are whizzing by. You say, in such a situation, you say, "He blank to be careful."
He should be careful. He's drunk.
Okay. I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you blank.
I'm scared to.
Okay. How about, would you ever, using the word dare now, would you ever say, instead of saying, if I dare you to do something, you say, but he...
He dared me to do it.
All right. But if I say that if I dare you to do something, I think you would do it. And I dare somebody else, then I don't think he would. I don't think he'd do it. I'd say, he blank, do it.
He was scared to do it.
Okay, you wouldn't say he dare not do it or he daren't to do it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You knew when you first agreed to go that you blanked to tell your mother, or wife, or husband.